Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Friday, September 27th, 2019. I'm Rich Strappolino. Facebook began testing hide reaction and video view counts on Facebook posts as of September 27th in Australia. The post originator will still be able to see the amount of likes and other reactions a post receives, but it will be hidden from other users. Clicking on the reaction icons will still show a list of everyone who's interacted with the post, if you care to count. A Facebook spokesperson told TechCrunch that no further tests are currently scheduled, but that they may change if tests show it can improve user well-being without a large loss of engagement. A similar test on Instagram has been running since April. The Wall Street Journal reports that, according to sources, Apple plans to release feature-length films in theaters prior to making them available on Apple TV+. Theatrical runs would last a number of weeks, making them eligible for awards, and Apple hopes the approach will attract top directors and producers for projects. Sources say Apple's first theatrical release will be Sofia Coppola's On the Rocks, scheduled for mid-2020. Apple is also in talks to have the documentary The Elephant Queen in theaters, although this will be part of the November 1st TV Plus launch. OnePlus released the OnePlus 7T smartphone, featuring a 6.55-inch 2400x1080 OLED panel with a 90Hz refresh rate. Inside is a Snapdragon 855 Plus system on a chip, 8GB of RAM, and either 128 or 256GB of UFS 3.0 storage, as well as a 3800mAh battery. There are three cameras on the back, a 48MP main camera, an 8MP 2X telephoto, and a 16MP wide-angle camera, with a 16MP selfie camera on the front. The phone features an in-screen fingerprint reader, USB-C port, stereo speakers, and support for Warp Charge 30T charging, which can charge the phone from 0 to 70% in 30 minutes. The OnePlus 7T starts at $599 and ships with Android 10 on October 18th. CNET reports that Motorola will announce its first foldable phone before the end of 2019, according to sources. According to a 2017 patent filing, the device is believed to fold inward like a traditional flip phone, and a Motorola executive confirmed the company was working on a foldable back in February. The source was unclear if the device would actually ship in 2019 or just be announced this year for release next year. Huawei founder and CEO Ren Zhengfei said Thursday that it would produce 5G base stations free of U.S. parts and technology. Huawei says it will produce 5,000 5G stations per month starting in October and plans to produce 1.5 million base stations next year. Huawei President of Corporate Strategy Will Zhang said the performance of the new base stations is no worse than those made with U.S. parts. DoorDash announced that a data breach on May 4th exposed data on 4.9 million customers, delivery workers, and merchants. Customers who joined DoorDash after April 5th, 2018 were not affected by the breach. Names, email and delivery addresses, order history, phone numbers, and hashed and salted passwords were stolen, as well as the last four digits of customer credit cards and merchant bank account numbers. Driver's license information on 100,000 delivery drivers was also exposed. A spokesperson for DoorDash blamed the breach on an unnamed third-party service provider. Google announced that all new Android 9 and 10 devices going forward will have YouTube Music pre-installed, with Google Play Music no longer required to be installed on devices in order to get access to Google first-party services. Google Play Music will remain available for download in the Google Play Store. Since 2018, Google stated it plans to transition users from Play Music to YouTube Music once feature parity was reached as early as the end of 2019. Logitech agreed to acquire Streamlabs in a deal worth $89 million in cash. Streamlabs makes Streamlabs OBS, a popular streaming front end on Twitch and other streaming platforms, which the company claims is used by 15 million streamers. This complements Logitech's own webcam business, as well as the 2018 acquisition of Blue Microphones, both of which are popular with streamers. Cloudflare, Chrome, and Firefox are all adding support for HTTP 3. Cloudflare enabled the option in its dashboard, you can enable it in Chrome Canary builds, and Firefox will get it in nightly versions this autumn. HTTP 3 is a complete rewrite that uses QUIC instead of TCP and builds in TLS encryption. And finally, the latest beta of Spotify's iOS app includes deeper Siri integration, allowing users to play songs, albums, and playlists with the voice assistant. The feature doesn't yet work on Siri for Apple Watch, as the platform lacks a dedicated watch app. The Verge notes that this integration defaults to music, and searching for podcasts on Spotify with Siri didn't work. No word on when the feature will be rolled out to the main Spotify app. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes there and links to all of these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.